Chapter 1. The Song of Creation, 4004 through 3584 BC. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. The earth is a tiny speck in the vast universe, and yet in some respects, the very center of the universe. This planet is very important to the Creator, such that He would send His only begotten Son to visit and to save the world 2,000 years ago. The history of the world is the story of the work of God first, and only secondarily, the works of man on this earth. God's Word unfolds the story of the fall of man into sin, the judgment of God for sin, and the incarnation of Jesus Christ in order to deliver His people from sin and death. All of history plays out according to God's purposes, including the sin of man and Christ's salvation. Indeed, Jesus is the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8. All of history and all of creation has meaning, because God is the Creator and He has ordained a purpose for it. Most basically, the purpose for the existence of this earth and the whole material creation is to reflect the glory of God. For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11:36. Unbelieving philosophers and scientists have suggested other means by which the universe came into existence, theorizing a natural evolutionary process. But Scripture clearly states that the material world is the supernatural work of God, all of it created by the spoken Word of God, the second person of the Trinity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. John 1:1-3. Psalm 33 is a song of creation, offering a full explanation of how the universe came into being. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to Him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 33:1-3 and 6-9. The first chapter of the book of Genesis contains a chronological and historical record of the creation of the cosmos from God's perspective.